See you this morning. It is good to be in the house of God. God is allowing me to experience something I've never experienced before, and I thank Him for that. I am loving the fact that we are children of God. And that we can be brothers and sisters in Christ together. Hawthorne, you are blessing me, and whether or not you know it, I want you to know this morning, you are blessing me. Your presence here blesses this preacher, and I want you to know that. Our journey together is a blessing, and it is helping me in my personal life, and I want you to know to God I'm eternally grateful and thankful for. Life has a tendency and has a way of sobering you up, if I may. It's in those moments where you think you're in the thick of stuff and you think you got it together. God comes alongside of you and reminds you He's running the show. And the thing I love about God is after there's that conviction and confrontation, there's always some consoling that takes place. And I'm convinced that Hawthorne is a consoling place for Stan in his life right now. I was telling Halise the other day, I said, I'm just glad we're at Hawthorne. I said, it just feels good to be at Hawthorne. And what I was saying was, it wasn't the building. I was speaking to the people. It's good to have brothers and sisters whom you're on the same team with, and you know you're on the same team. And then you're not just on any old kind of team, you're on a winning team. A team where everyone doesn't mind being who they are, playing their part, doing whatever God asks of them to do, and doing it happily. You don't find that into too many churches, church. And I'm thankful to God for you all. And I thought you should receive a rose this morning from your minister to let you know you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Because I believe that when God's people assemble to give Him praise, God is happy with that. And when God is happy, His people will be happy. And when His people are happy, it'll just be a happy time. And pretty soon, you don't want anything else but happiness. So you come in happy. You're happy while you're here. You leave out happy. You're so contagious when you get to wherever you're going, everybody there got to be happy. And then when you get back, you're happy all over again, which spells happy, 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 happy. I just wanted to throw that out to you. You know, I know sometimes, you know, this word get to cutting on people. You know, and it's sometimes the preacher got to preach some stuff you don't want to hear. And we don't want to run you off. We want to run you in. We want to get you closer to God. But sometimes that requires a little bit of, you know, prodding and poking and, you know, a little bit of that, as we call it, tough love. But it's all beneficial. And I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we just all need to know, first of all, we're all loved by God. And so there should be nothing else but love that comes from us. So there's a little bit of an intro to the introduction. Joshua chapter 3. We've been on a great journey here, and we just started on this part of the journey entitled Crossing Your Jordan. And your Jordan could be singular, and it could be plural. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you have plenty of Jordans that you have to cross. Maybe what I'm saying is you have a lot of stuff that comes up in your life, a lot of conflict. Sometimes you have trials and struggles. Sometimes you got them ups, and then sometimes you got them downs. Sometimes you have those obstacles, those things that are in the way designed to keep you from getting where God wants you to go. Well, we've been working on our Jordan. We're working on how to cross over those Jordans. And I suggested last Lord's Day when we opened up Crossing Your Jordan, the first thing you got to do if you're going to cross your Jordan, you got to watch God. You know, don't watch everything else. It's good to watch other stuff, but the center of what you ought to be watching, you ought to be watching God. Because when you watch God, he shows you when to move, how to move, what direction to go, and when to go that direction. But if you ain't watching God, you'll find yourself on the other side of the thing. You'll be going when you're supposed to be sitting. And then you'll be sitting when you're supposed to be going. Then you're supposed to be go left, and instead of going left, you go right because you're watching everything but what God is doing. And so we encouraged you to watch God last week. Well, this week, we're going to follow God. It's time to follow God. You know, matter of fact, if you've been positioning yourself to watch God, you ought to know it's time to move. Hawthorne, I want you to know it's time to move. It's time to move from the place where we're at. It's time for us to now gird up, as Peter would say, the loins of our mind. Be sober, be prepared, because God's getting ready to do something with us, not only individually, but as well as collectively. If you want to see God show up and show out, then just watch him and then follow him. See, it's one thing for me to say that I'm a Christian, but it's another thing to say I'm a disciple and I trust my God. See, when you're a disciple and you trust God, you expect, you have an anticipation with an expectation that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. And good old Israel, they came to the Jordan in anticipation with some expectation that God was going to get them over this hurdle. Y'all with me still? Any of y'all need to get through some stuff in your life? Any of y'all going through anything right now? Some of y'all look like you're just blessed and perfect. Well, praise God. We're going to keep praying for you that everything continues to go well. But the folk of y'all out there who is in some struggles this morning, you ready to get past some stuff? Get through some stuff. I want to holler at you this morning. I want you just to watch God and then follow God. Stop relying on you. Stop relying on your ability. Your power is limited. Yeah. Sometimes you got to pause, you know, and just kind of leave folk into that. It's limited. You can't do but so much. And the little bit that you can do, you ought to look, because it's God who's allowing you to do it. He's the one who breathed breath into our mortal bodies. I read in the book of Genesis, man became a living soul after he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. The very fact that you're breathing is because of God. God don't have to let you breathe, but because of who he is and who he's made you to be, he allows you to breathe. So that's why you're watching him. Because when he says inhale, you inhale. And when he says exhale, you exhale. When he says move, it's time to move. And when he moves, you move. Just like that. I know y'all know. But while I'm here, I want you to see something, what Israel is doing, how God is positioning Israel. Joshua chapter 1, look around about verse number 3 and 4, and I want you to see here, because Israel, no doubt in my mind, that they're watching God. They were told to watch God. They were told to watch the tabernacle. But it's interesting that not only were they told to watch, but they were told to follow after him. Look at verse number 3, verse 2. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your what? Position. Position of what? Position of watching. Position of waiting. Position of saying, God, when you say it's time to roll, we rolling. A position that says, I'm patiently waiting on you. Matter of fact, I ain't got nothing but time, God, because there's no other way I want to go. Say amen when you can. Sometimes in life, you just need to know that you got a God who's in control, and that as long as you're sitting there, everything's cool. And when you're moving, it's cool too. God's got it all figured out. Sometimes you just need to know that. So when you're being patient and being still, there's a reason why you're being patient and being still. Because God has to go ahead of you. Roll with me, church, to prepare a way for you. Amen. Sometimes you're not ready to go the direction you think you're ready to go. God has to go ahead and prepare the way. So when you get there, you ain't scared. When you get there, you can see his hand. When you get there, you can see his purpose. When you get there, you can see his plan. It's not a territory of unfamiliarity, but it's a territory of familiarity. In other words, you feel God's presence there. You see God's presence there. And that's where you want to be. So you'll wait, and you'll wait, and you'll wait. And then when he says move, you'll move, and you'll move, and you'll move. Y'all still with me? I'm just trying to open up the text to segue here. Hang in there with me. Giving orders to the people, verse 3, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your position and then do what? Follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark, and don't go near it. Verse 5 is next Lord's Day. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things. I wish I had someone to shout. He'll do amazing things among you. Anybody want to see God do some amazing things? All right, here's what you're going to have to do. Watch God first. Just keep your eye on him. And don't fall asleep. Don't be like them good old boys, them 12 disciples, where Jesus said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Why? Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. No, don't fall asleep after an hour. No, if you're falling asleep after an hour, you're in the wrong position. Y'all hang in here with me. Because when you're watching God, you never get tired. Oh, come on, come close to me. How many of y'all are watching God in your life right now? How many of y'all see what he's doing to your life? Are you getting tired? I'm not. I'm liking how he's making them crooked places straight. I'm liking how he's setting stuff up for me financially. I'm liking how he's setting stuff up for me when it comes time to eat. I get to eat every day, y'all. Every day. Yeah. And I get to choose what I want to eat. See, I like watching God. God says, okay, my son, because you've been showing up to church, and you've been showing up not just physically but cognitively, mentally and spiritually, because you've been doing that, look at what I'm going to do for you physically. I'm going to let you eat every day. And not only eat, but I'm going to let you choose what you want to eat. Amen. Now, you have a choice to eat some fried chicken. Amen, somebody. You have a choice to wash it down with a bucket of Coke. Amen, somebody. Or you can choose life and eat some grilled chicken and wash it down with some high-quality H2O. That's your choice. But I give you the choice to do it. And because you're watching me spiritually, I'm ministering to you, you're letting me do the things that I want to do with you, you can eat every day, three times a day, and you can have some snacks in between. That's the position you got to hold. Because that position is going to, if you would, create a platform for you to get up from that position of comfortability and move into a position of trust and dependency. Amen, somebody. Y'all hold close to me. Because sometimes we get comfortable in our position. And then God comes along only to say, stop being comfortable. Get up and let's go. You see that Jordan out there? I know it's a mile long. I know you can't see how you're going to get across it. I know you've been thinking about it. Say amen. How many of y'all think about the hurdles when you roll up on them, of how you're going to get over the hurdle, the obstacle, how you're going to get through the obstacle? No, stop thinking. You're not doing your part. You weren't asked to think about how you're going to get through it. You was asked to watch and follow. Why burden yourself with the extras? Just hang here with me. Why are you trying to do something you can't in the first place? Why are you trying to do the God of heaven's part only to wear yourself out so you can't even do your part? Because you're so busy trying to fix stuff, you can't follow nobody. Say amen when you can. What are you saying, Stan? Israel, they had to be positioned by God. And the only way they were going to do that is when they watched God. See, when they were looking at God and looking at the Ark of the Covenant, they saw that the Ark of the Covenant was ahead of them. Say amen, somebody. This word follow the Ark of the Covenant in the text, it comes from the Greek word, the Greek idea to pursue. You ought to be pursuing God. He ought to be the only relationship that you want. Amen. Halise, this is going to get rough, but baby, I love you. I love our relationship. But if my relationship to God is not greater than my relationship to you, I'm not going to love you in my relationship. Are you listening to me? If I don't pursue God and all that he has to offer, I'm not going to pursue you and all you have to offer. Ooh, this is good stuff. I'm doing some counseling right along in here for you married folk. See, I can't give you what I ain't got. And you can't give me what I need unless I want what you got. But I ain't gonna want what you got unless I want what he got. Because when I get what he got, he teaches me to give you what I got. And pretty soon, not only does he let me give you what I got, but I want what you got. And when I get what you got, we done got what we needed to get. I'm trying to help some folk. Now that works in a physical relationship, but it works in your walk with Christ as well. God cannot give you what you don't want. If you ain't looking at him, if you ain't following him, you ain't going to get the amazing thing he wants to give you. So you got to position yourself. You got to watch God. And then you got to follow. You got to pursue him. What is it that God has that you want? I tell you what it is. I want eternal life. I'm ready to get up out of this place. I'm tired of every day you're struggling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm tired of all of that stuff. I want to be in a place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness. I'm tired of grumpy folk. I'm tired of negative folk. I'm tired of folk holding me back. I'm tired of folk pulling me down. I want to be at a place where everybody's like, woo, woo. Did you see that? Look at God. Woo, woo. I want to be in a place of excitement, a place where everybody's glad you came and they know your name. I want to be in a place where folk love God. What are you saying, Stan? I'm talking about heaven. But in order to get that, I got to pursue God. I got to want what God has to offer. And then I got to stop looking and following after the stuff that's trying to set me up from getting what he wants me to have. When you pursue God, you leave the other stuff alone. Some folk this morning, bless your hearts, you're negative and you'll always be negative because you pursue negativity. Amen, somebody. Some of y'all this morning, you're going to be sad and you're going to stay sad. You know why? Because you're pursuing sadness. And let me tell you something while I'm along in here. You're going to follow something. So why don't you choose to follow the Lord? Because when you follow the Lord, he does some amazing things for you. Watch the text. Thank you, brother. In the text you see here again, he said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant go forward, and you can't see something you ain't been watching. Amen, somebody. Any of y'all see your blessing around the corner? Any of y'all see your blessing around the corner? Some of y'all can't see it, huh? That's because you ain't been looking for it. I'm looking for my blessing. I heard Mary last year, the beginning of the year, said, go get your blessing. I'm finna go get my blessing. Y'all do what you want to. Amen. I've been looking. They went to get their blessing. They look blessed to me. And I know what you want to say. Well, they ain't in the church. Well, look here. You in the church, and you can't even see your blessing. What are you talking about, Stanway? Look. It's about watching God. It's about following after God. And when God said he's got something to give you, then it's time to go get what he's supposed to have. See, no longer should we settle on the end of being, you know, left out, you know, misfortunate, where they overlooked me. Well, why did they overlook you? Apparently, you wasn't looking to get looked up. Come on, y'all. Amen. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Joshua chapter 3. Follow it. Let me suggest three things if you're going to follow after the Lord. If you're going to follow after the Lord, the first thing you got to do is follow his voice. Sometimes you want to hear his voice, but you're hearing other voices. Say amen when you can. Any of y'all hear some voices other than the Lord's voice sometimes? It's all right. Some of y'all are blessed. God bless you. If you ain't never sinned before, if you ain't never opened the door to the devil, God bless you. But for those of y'all who just OG gangster, who done opened up the door to the devil, done let him in. Matter of fact, you gave him your seat to sit in. Them folk, I want you to see, you got to hear the voice of God. You got to follow that voice. Because if you don't follow that voice, you're going to listen to the other voice. Then after you follow his voice, you got to follow his plan. Amen. Because when you follow his plan, and here's the third thought, then and only then will you know his purpose. Sometimes we wonder why we got to follow and why we got to follow so far back. Then why not only do we have to follow so far back, but why we got to wait so long till we can follow? See, God's got to set up some stuff for you. Some of y'all ain't ready for some of the preaching I'm talking about. I'm praying for us. So this is that radical preaching that changes stuff. This is that stuff that moves you from the comfort position that you're in and moves you to a greater position. We so used to doing nothing for so long. Are you listening to me? That when we see something roll by, we overlook something because we're looking for nothing. Amen, somebody. See, if you can't see yourself outside of Hawthorne doing great things, you're going to be stuck right here at Hawthorne. Hang close with me. If you can't see Hawthorne blowing up, moving past you and me, then you're going to be here with you and me. But if you can see past you and me, then you'll see what God has for the city of Hawthorne. See, it ain't about you and me. It's about God's people. It's about his plan to save humanity. And I don't know about y'all. I love y'all, but I'd love to see some new faces. And you know what that's going to take? You and me moving outside of our comfort zone to move past us to see everybody else. We need some of them thugs out here in Hawthorne. We need them two young men who was flipping off the camera skateboarding outside the church house on yesterday. We need them. Amen, somebody. Yeah, we are watching you. Amen. You got to know the folk who labors amongst you. Paul told them, I'm listening. Yeah, we're looking at you. And if you ain't doing that, guess what we're going to leave you doing? That's your choice. But if you want to do something, we're finna put you to work. Why? Because it's time to follow. It's time to move from where we at. We've been eased at Zion for too long, church. And I think they were eased at a point to where they became comfortable in the wilderness. So Joshua said, it's time to get up. God had to tell Joshua, take them over. They're hanging here too long. Now notice here, folks who have been in an environment that's negative and pulling you down and just not healthy for you, true people, people who really want to get out, when they say follow God, they're the first ones up. Yeah. Amen. And they up early in the morning. Y'all read your Bible. I'm talking about Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. The reason some of us are missing this sermon this morning is because you ain't been getting up early with God. You haven't gone back to the fact of what you asked God for. How many of y'all done asked God to bless your life? And then you specifically asked him for stuff. And now you're mad because he done gave you what you asked for. And now you're asking for other stuff. You done forgotten what he asked him for. Amen. People ask me all the time, well, Stan, how do I get past? Remember what you prayed for. If God, you asked to bless you with a job, amen, and he gave you that job, and because that job is getting hard because so-and-so worked there, are you listening to me? Why are you going to be mad at God when you asked him for the job? You didn't ask him for so-and-so. You asked him for the job. And now all of a sudden you mad because he gave you what you asked for. What you should have did is been up early in the morning and said, God, give me a job and give me some understanding, some wisdom, and some counsel on how to deal with some of these folk on this job you finna give me. In other words, you know, you want a piece of what God has to offer, but you don't want all that he has to offer. You listen, is this making any sense to anybody? I want you to see something. When you follow after God, you learn to talk to God differently. You learn to ask God differently for stuff. First thing you do, you begin to hear God's voice. You begin to follow his voice. You got a minute? Yeah. Psalms 119, one of your brothers get it from me, around about verse 97. We'll be there in just a moment. But Psalms 18, verse 21, I want you to hear this. Solomon said these words. He said, the power of life and death is where? In the tongue. He said, and those, what you speak to, basically, that's what's going to be your diet. That's what you're going to follow after. Some of us are going to stay in some of the positions we're in because we speak into that position. I let that marinate for just a moment. If you don't talk about doing better, guess what? You ain't finna do better. Are you listening to me? See, you got to talk yourself into stuff, if I may say it like that. I got to tell myself, when I get down to Hawthorne, I'm going to preach today. And I'm going to preach not for Stan, I'm going to preach for God. And you know what it does? You know what happens to me? He changes my sermon. And God, he don't let me say what I really want to say. Yeah, he changes that. Amen. Hey, Francis, amen. Because I got a lot of stuff to say, but it ain't what needs to be said. See, I like that God is who he is. See, I can watch God and follow God, and then I listen to his voice. See, sometimes God will switch it in the middle and say, no, Hawthorne needs an uplift today. Are you listening to me? I know y'all struggling. I see it. Yeah, a good pastor can see what's going on with his church. I know we're going through it. Look here. Welcome to the world. Welcome to life. Life's not fair. It's going to throw you punches. You're going to have some swerves and curves. But I know a man named Jesus who can make them swerves and curves straight. I know a man named Jesus, when things get rough and tough, he gets tougher. And he goes on ahead of you, if you would, and he clears some of that stuff out the way. See, sometimes God don't allow you to struggle all the way. Sometimes he allows you to struggle just a little bit. And that struggle, even though it lasts for a long time, I'd rather struggle a little bit for a long time than to struggle so much on one end that it literally destroys me. God knows what he's doing. He couldn't lead Israel straight into Canaan's land, because if he'd have let them down out of Egypt, they'd have got whooped. Coming out of bondage and that captivity, and you got to fight. Man, we've been fighting for 400 years. God knew that they needed some reprieve. Come on, somebody. He knew they needed to go through the Red Sea. He knew after the 10 plagues, he needed to show them, I can let you dance underwater and not get wet. He knew they needed to cross the Red Sea on dry ground. And then he knew they needed to see the ones who pursued them get swallowed up. See, sometimes you need to have more victories before you can start going through your conquest or your struggle or your Jordan or your obstacle. Am I helping anybody this morning? Look here, I'm going to tell you like this. I would rather watch and follow God than watch and follow anything else. You could give me everything in this world to make me successful, but I'll still mess it up because I don't have the wits like God has to do what I need to do. Matter of fact, one day, James said it's like that tongue. Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. One day I'm talking positive. Because I've been hanging around some of y'all, now I done switched up and my language is a little negative. Now, I'm not talking about y'all, but let me specify. I got some family members who live up the way. It's not always pleasant when I roll through there. Matter of fact, when I rolled the other day, it was just a whole bunch of negative puffs. And it's like I'm one of the only things sitting in there talking about, yes, Jesus loves me. And everything around me is like, no, Jesus doesn't. It's like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm feeling like this, and I'm saying, and then all of a sudden I felt myself, conversation came up, stuff started happening, folks started saying stuff. I got defensive. Well, it's like, wait a minute. That's not you. You know what I was doing? I was following Stan. Hang with me, church, because you're going to follow something. You better follow God. Israel had to go through what they went through to get to where God wanted them to be. But the problem is sometimes we want to follow some of God. We don't really want to follow all of God because God makes you look too happy. Just listen to that. He makes you look like there's not a care in the world. Listen to that. You can't be happy all the time. That's what people tell you anyway. But my question is, why not? At least I'm happy most of the time, right? Please say the right answer. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Most of the time I be buzzing around the house, don't I? No? Okay. Need to really ask Little Stanley. Little Stanley, daddy happy? Yeah, all right, son. You play two video games later on today. What are you saying, Stan? It's up to you. You have to make the choice. Israel had to make a choice. And here's what's interesting that I begin to see about Israel. They made the choice because circumstances dictated it. Watch this. When you've been wandering for 40 years with people who don't want it. Come on, somebody. And then all of a sudden, them folk who didn't want it ain't there no more. And then God puts you back to the same question, do you want it? Now all of a sudden you say, yeah, I want it. Why? Because now the I want it's are more than the don't want it's. Sometimes God got to move out some don't wanters in your life to put some doers in your life. Hawthorne, let's do it. That's what I'm talking about. There's gonna be some folk over there who don't want to do it. But that's why they're over there. We ain't got to go over there. Why don't we follow God and go where we can go? Why don't we go do what he said we can do? Why don't we position ourselves to follow him and watch him do some amazing things? So he can fill us with some more greatness to do amazing things. Y'all like that? I love that. That's some good stuff. I want to kind of hang there the whole sermon, but let me go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, 97, David said, I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Sometimes you just got to follow after goodness every day. How many of y'all get up and just think about God every day, all day? I'm getting there. Every day I'm just like, man, God, you're great. How many of y'all been enjoying the rain? Ain't it been good? I like when God show up and he shut the mouths of everybody on KNX 1070.
Yes, we are in a drought. We are encouraging everyone to please make sure that you reserve your water and resources.
Waters and resources? Don't you know who holds the world in the hollow of his hand? Yeah. And then when God show up,
well, we're only probably going to get about a quarter inch of rain.
Quarter inch, and God done turn around and say, here's an inch. An inch.
Well, we got more rain than we expected.
Yeah, that's because you following everything with God. God know when to turn the water on. Stanley and I was driving the other day. He said, Daddy, it rains because God's got to water the trees. I said, Hallelujah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And I said, thank you, Lord. I must be halfway following you because he sure said the right thing. But what are you saying? You have to spend some time with God. See, if you're going to pursue God, you got to really pursue him. Look at David's words. It's my meditation all the day. Keep reading verse 98. Therefore,
your commands are always with me.
Read.
And make me wiser than
my
enemies.
Read.
I have more insight than all my teachers.
Look at that.
For I meditate on your statutes.
Look here, I'm wiser than my enemies. The enemies was looking for Israel. But you know what happens when you following God? God don't make you wait to build a bridge to get across the Jordan. God don't make you wait and try to go around Jordan. No, God says, hang out for 3 days and watch me open the Jordan up. You ain't got to go around nothing to run into something. Now, go through this. And when you get through it on the other end, then shout my name. Matter of fact, I want you to see what your parents saw that they didn't see. I want you to see what your parents saw but didn't see. I want you to cross the same type of body of water, the same type of trial and struggle on the same type of land, dry land, so that you may know that I am God. Come on, somebody. You done seen God work in your life a whole bunch of times. And he worked out in a miraculous way a bunch of times. Every time you see God work in a miraculous way, you ought to be shouting. You ought to be thanking him that he allows you to see what he allows you to see. And then you ought to position yourselves to follow him on the next go round. He got me through something last week, so you know what? I'm having an anticipation with an expectation that he's going to do it this week. And the more I commit to him, the more I follow him, guess what he does? He shows up and shows out all over again. I like when God is on my side and I'm on God's side. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, when God is for you, can't nobody be against you. But here's the thing, you have to be pursuing God. You got to be looking for God. You got to be following God so he can make you wiser than your enemies. And while I'm there, if for no other reason follow God, be curious. Are you listening? Be curious. If for no other reason you want to follow, just be curious. They said curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back. When God is enough, when God is enough, when you find out he's enough, when you find out he's all you need, you don't worry about no more curiosity. You stuck.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm stuck with Halise. You know why? She was enough.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. She was enough. She's all I needed. Amen. And now that I got her, I ain't looking for nothing else. She's all I need. But I'm not going to stop looking for her. Come on, somebody. I'm going to keep following her. I'm going to keep pursuing her. I want to know her every calculated step. I want to know when she smiles. I want to know when she frowns. I want to know when she's upset. I want to know when she's struggling. Oh, y'all go on back to sleep. It's all right. The other day she called me, and I know she just needed, not Stan, but she needed a pastor right along in there. So I was glad to have been following her because I wasn't staying the other day. I was pastor. What are you talking about, Stan? I want my relationship with God to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to know that when God says this is what it is, I know that's what it is. I want to be able to see his hands moving, but that ain't going to come unless it's my meditation. Amen. 119, go down about verse number 104, 103, 104. I want you to see this. Keep reading. The Bible says what?
How sweet are your words to my taste.
How sweet.
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Isn't he sweet?
Yes.
He's sweet. I know. He's sweet. I know. Storm clouds. Strong winds. But I found somebody. And I'm going to tell the world about who I found.
Yeah.
It's a Savior. His name is Jesus, and he's sweet. How many of y'all know he's sweet?
Yes.
See, for those of y'all who raising your hand, watch how God works in your life. Just watch this week what he's about to do to you. For those of y'all out here who really believe this stuff, try God. Watch what God does. When you follow God, he makes everything all right for you. Hebrews 13:5, he won't leave you. Won't forsake you, When it gets too hard, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, you can find rest. That's not enough, though. His word is not only sweeter than honey to my lips, but read.
I gain understanding from your precepts.
I only get not only sweetness, but I get some understanding with my sweetness. Keep reading. I can't
Therefore,
stop.
Therefore, I hate every wrong path.
Look here, I ain't trying to follow nothing else but God. You hear what David is saying there? Keep reading.
Your word is a lamp for my feet.
And a wood.
And a light on my path.
Okay, we got to do this quickly, and I got to let you go. I need you to go to Matthew chapter 6, round about verse number 19. I'm going to need that from the message, okay? You good, all right. I'm going to need you as we transition, okay? Just hang in there. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures, so I'm going to need you to run. But I want you to think about this, church. When you follow after the voice of the Lord, then you're willing to follow his plan. See, it's easy for me to position myself when I know what's ahead of me. I want to show you, you can see what's ahead of you based upon what you follow. Are you listening to me? If you follow the wrong thing, guess where it's going to lead you? The wrong way. I need you to get for me 1 Timothy chapter 6, I think it's verse number 11, and we'll be there in just a moment. But I don't know about you. I'm following the voice of the Lord. You know why? Jesus said, my sheep, John 10, they hear my voice. They recognize me. They know. They're not scared. Matter of fact, when I call to them, guess what? They come to me. Matter of fact, a hireling will come in, and he'll just leave the sheep to any old body. But the true shepherd ain't like that. He knows that he's got to watch his back and watch the sheep's back because the sheep don't know what to do. God knows, is what I'm saying. He's got to watch out for you. He knows he has to position you. But the question is do you want his watching and his positioning? Because if you do, he'll pave the way for you. See, some of us want success, but we want to go about success our way. Some of us want to get ahead in life, but we want to get ahead in life in our way. And we do it dictated upon what the world says to do. The world says that to really be successful, you need two cars. You need a house to own a home. You need a job that makes at least about $60,000 a year. Amen. And you're pretty successful. Yeah. But God says, you know, don't worry about any of that. Don't worry even about your life. Seek the kingdom, and I'll take care of the rest. Matter of fact, don't worry because the folk who think that they figuring it out and got it together, they're following the wrong stuff. Y'all got a minute? Watch Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 before you read. The Bible said, Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust do come decay and thieves break in and steal. But he said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Well, you ain't got to worry about moth, rust, decay, and thieves breaking in and stealing. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now watch the message. I want you to hear this. Read.
Don't hoard treasure down here where it gets eaten by moss and corroded by rust, or worse, stolen by burglars. Stockpile treasure in heaven where it's safe from moth and rust and burglars. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being.
You hear what Jesus said? You so over there trying to stockpile stuff in all the wrong places that you're following after the wrong stuff. I can give every one of you $1 million, but if you're negative, you're still going to be negative no matter how much money I give you. I'm going to give you $1 million. Oh, Lord Jesus, I got to pay taxes on that. You ain't even going to see the fact that you're going to have the money to pay the taxes. Oh, gee, I got to pay taxes on it. You're following after the wrong stuff. What you should say is, woo, $1 million. And this is what you should do. Not, I'm going to go get this, 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 and this. But I can bless brother so-and-so. Sister so-and-so need a car. Brother so-and-so need a house.
Yeah, come on.
I think you might need to read on. Watch the next part of this verse. The Bible says what?
Your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide.
Hold up. Don't run past that now. Your eyes are the windows into your body. Well, that's some hard stuff right there. I told you that's why you got to watch God. Because if you're watching God, you know what's coming in your windows? Goodness, sunshine, light, good things. But if you're watching everything else, you know what else is coming in your window? Everything else. Keep reading. The Bible says what? I'm going to let y'all go.
If you open your eyes wide in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light.
You hear what Jesus said? If you just open up, believe, let it all come in, just soak it all in, you're going to have a real life, abundant life. Read, though.
If you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a dark cellar.
Keep reading. I can't. That's.
If you pull the blinds on your windows, what a dark life you will have.
Did you hear that? And the last part is what bothers me. If you pull the blinds on your windows, what a dark life you'll have. In other words, when you don't follow God in His way, what a dark life you'll have. You know what Jesus is saying here? Jesus is saying, make a decision. If you follow me, it's going to be good for you. But if you don't, it's going to be all bad. How many of y'all done lived that all bad life? How many of y'all ain't going back? How many of y'all don't want to go back? How many of y'all ain't trying to go back? Some of y'all look like you're still trying to go. Well, you go. I'm going to go the other way. Because I made up my mind that if I'm going to be following after God, I may as well give Him my all, and I may as well enjoy the life. It makes no sense to be a believer and not reap the benefit of believing. You know the benefit of believing is blessings? God lavishing them down upon you. That's why Jesus would say to Thomas, he said, you know, after he showed up, he was doubting, he said, you know, Thomas, because you've seen, you've believed. Praise God for that. But blessed are those who have not seen and still believe. In other words, they have a sight beyond physical, a sight that reaches into the spiritual, that taps into faith and trust and dependency on me just because I told them so. That's the kind of blessings that they're going to receive. They're going to reap great blessings. You know why? Because they've done great in their faith. Oh, y'all come close. When you start trusting God when stuff don't make sense, that's called great faith, people. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
See, sometimes we think we got little faith. Let me show you how to have big faith. Start trusting God and don't question Him. Start following God and don't know where you're going. That's called great faith. Because Abraham followed God. I got to drop this while I'm on my way out. You remember Genesis 12? Remember when God told Abraham, Matt, I love this part, get thee out from among your kinfolk. When you go up to the mountain, and on the mountain there's some drama, you come on back down to the city and in the valley and get out from among your kinfolk. Them folk who don't give no honor in their own country. I hope nobody hear this sermon from the family. They really go, no, I'm preaching about it. But while I'm here, because when you've been positioned by God to do great things, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do great things. But Abraham was told to go to see and receive an inheritance in a city, after which, you know, he went not knowing where he was going. He journeyed and got to Canaan. And the Bible said when he arrived, God said, this is the place that I'm going to position to bless you. Your name's going to be great. Your seed is going to be blessed. Just hang out. But all of a sudden, there rose a famine in the land of Canaan. And because he didn't follow all the way what God needed him to follow, he headed on down to Egypt. Well, they got food in Egypt. I done heard what happened in Egypt. So he went on down to Egypt, and when he got there, because he didn't follow God and followed his own way, he had to lie a little bit. It's amazing when you don't follow the right way how you got to come up with the wrong way. Say amen when you can. Yeah, you're lying to try to get yourself out of the stuff you done got yourself into. Well, if you done just did the right thing in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to lie on top of doing the wrong thing. Amen. Now you ain't sinned but not once but twice. Y'all got any sinners in the house who sin like that sometimes? That's all right. Y'all ain't got to raise your hand. Got there and told his wife, Sarah, you know, look here, we can't go into Egypt. You look too good. Surely as we go in there, they're going to know that you're my wife. They're going to kill me off, and you're going to be all right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to lie. We're going to tell them that we're brother and sister. Bible said they did so. Pharaoh took them in As a result of Pharaoh taking them in, the Bible says something happened to Pharaoh and his household. They became sick. Now Pharaoh's saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You lied to me, Abraham and Sarah. Matter of fact, that's your wife. You and your wife, get out. And look at this, I suggested to the men upstairs, even the world knows when to cast the world out. Even the world knows not to stand in opposition of the true living God. Yeah. Pharaoh already knew, I can't roll up on this kind of guy. I mean, you need to get your stuff and get out of here. And no sooner than he did, guess what happened to Abraham? Guess where he headed back to? Canaan. What are you saying, Stan? Follow God and save yourself the extras. Quit going other directions and have to come back to the start where God intended for you to be in the first place. So are you here this morning? Maybe you've been following all the other stuff. I want to help you. Don't follow that no more. Follow God. Line up behind God. Trust God. Move with God. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. And Hawthorne, I'm serious. Leave the other folk alone. If folk don't want what we have to offer, keep moving. If folk don't want not per se what we, but what God has to offer, keep moving. Because I'm going to tell you something. This love, this revolution of love, this journey that we are, some folk don't want to be loved. They've been wounded so bad. They've been tore up so bad that they don't know nothing but bad. Now, we can pray for them. We can offer to them. We can help them. But don't get stuck. Don't let them change your attitude about stuff. Some folk will always look twisted-eyed when you say stuff. Just let them look twisted-eyed. No problem. You keep moving. Some folk will always buck against stuff. Well, let them buck. That's fine, we got Bible for buckers. No problem. You know what we call you? We call you goats. We're gonna let Jesus do the sifting and the, amen, somebody. We're gonna let him do the separating. We're gonna leave the goats with the goats. And we're gonna leave the sheep with the sheep. Just like we're gonna leave the doves with the doves and we're gonna leave the buzzards with the buzzards. And I ain't talking about the men being buzzards. Amen, somebody. Let me correct all that right now. I know we be joking there, but we ain't no buzzers. Matter of fact, we are the reason you're a dove. You got a Bible for that too? Paul would even encourage all of us is what I'm saying. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. At the end of the day, we're all following the Lord. That's it. That's it. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. And you do what God has intended for you to do. Well, I'm through. Y'all feel all right? I pray that word bless you this morning. My whole intent is always to encourage you and build you up. Every now and then it gets a little rough, but it's worth the ride. Because at the end, when it's all said and done, this stuff is designed to refine you, to make you better. In the words of the Lord, he would say, I don't want you to be, you know, perish. I want you to be saved. I don't want you to not enjoy what I've had to give you. So here's what you need to do. Cross your joy. And let me just talk to the one who's struggling real quickly. Don't let your struggle become your attitude. I say that again. Don't let your struggle become your attitude. No, you're better than your struggle. You have an attitude of Christ, you'll get through your struggle. In other words, stop looking at your problem as a problem. Start looking for a solution to your problem. Problems are always going to be, but I guarantee you solutions will be too. So it's a matter of what you want to hang on. Do you want to hang on your problems or do you want to hang on your solutions? I'm like Israel, I'm going through the Jordan. I'm going to follow God through the Jordan because I want to see what it's like to get through on dry land. So if you're here and you need to respond to God's call, maybe you have fallen short of the glory of God as a believer. Repent, get on the right track. That's it. Yeah, don't belabor the process. Repent, get on the right track. Get right with God. You don't need to give us no long speech. Say you blew it. Look here. Everybody understands that. How many in here blew it last week? For the rest of y'all who didn't raise your hand, we're going to say you blew it with us. Don't worry about it. We know we mess up. Or maybe it wasn't this week. Maybe it's this week coming. Maybe it was the week before last. We all fall short of the glory. Maybe you're here and you are not a believer. Come by faith, repentance, accepting to be the Savior. Let us baptize in water for the remission of your sins. You can leave out of here today joyful. You can leave out of here able to overcome your obstacles and your Jordans. If you need to respond to God's call, we're encouraging and we're pleading with you. Please come as together we stand and sing.